Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The 11-mile biking and hiking trail is about 80% complete, and the folks who are working to have a connecting biking and hiking path between Conover and Phelps are hoping to get the needed funds to finish the trail conceived 7 years ago. Great Headwaters Trail spokesperson Jeff Curry says this past summer, another 5.5 miles was added. The trail connecting the two towns through the woods is now 9 miles long. Curry says the entire 11-mile project is $1.8 million. He says they're funded for $1.1 million and the 9 miles completed will be paid, but the remaining 2 miles needs more funds. Curry says it will cost about another $260,000 to finish the 2 miles, and he says they have a matching fund underway.
Some very generous residents of Phelps and members of the Great Headwaters Trails Board have formed a Complete the Trail Challenge Fund of $15,000. We've got an appeal mailing out to all the people in Conover and Phelps and to all the people who, beyond Conover and Phelps, have ever supported the trail or any other Great Headwater Trails projects to let them know about the matching fund.
Curry says the stone trail is the best type of trail he's ridden on, which follows an old railroad bed. Donations to complete the trail can be sent to Great Headwaters Trails, Box 609, Eagle River, 54521. Donations can also be made online at ghtrails.org. We have a longer interview with Jeff Curry at wxpr.org. And with electors voting to build a new town office complex in Three Lakes, the next-door Demmer Memorial Library is also moving forward with renovations. Don Sidlowski reports.
Officials at the Demmer Library in Three Lakes say the $2 million project to renovate and expand the facility is still on track. According to Library Director Erica Brewster, final engineering details are being worked out, and then things really begin to move in the new year.
Our schedule is that it would go to bid in January, with hopeful announcing bid in opening a bid in early February, and then and if all goes well, we would be moving out of the library in mid-March, and then construction beginning in April.
During construction, the public will still have access to the library's most frequently requested materials and services from a storefront location on Superior Street in downtown Three Lakes. Meanwhile, the bulk of the library's collection will reside at the Three Lakes School, accessible by employees only. If a patron requests a remotely stored resource, Brewster explained how the process will work.
If you are looking for that book, you'll be able to come over to the storefront, put in a request for that book, and we'll ship it over there and you can pick it up.
More details about the project are on the WXPR website. Don Sidlowski, WXPR News.
With the 9-day gun deer season underway, it's expected a 500,000 hunters will take to the woods. Tim Morrissey reports that hunters are urged to check for CWD.
If recent trends continue, nearly 100,000 of these hunters will take a deer. Several state agencies, including the DNR and the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory, have geared up to make the hunt safe. With the growing threat of chronic wasting disease, CWD, experts are urging hunters to have their deer tested for the infectious neurological disease. Dr. Keith Polson of the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Lab says a CWD test is easy and free.
When they're registering that deer, they can take them to a collection station. It's all paid for, so it's a free test, and you'll get your result back. Our turnaround time, we're really trying to get it within 3 to 4 days. It really depends on how many samples that we get.
The Veterinary Diagnostic Lab, which does all the testing, handled 6,600 tissue samples last year. CWD has been found in 24 Wisconsin counties. I'm Tim Morrissey reporting.
And although Nebraska officials have approved a new route for the Keystone XL pipeline, opponents could either file a lawsuit or seek another federal review of the project. Meanwhile, another pipeline owner, Enbridge Energy, has done initial surveying for a possible future crude oil pipeline across Wisconsin, even though there are no official plans for such a line right now. Enbridge owns an easement 80 feet wide from its terminal in Superior to oil traffic lines in the Chicago area. Reports say the company will need a larger easement to add a future pipeline. TransCanada owns the Keystone line and it expects to review its own needs before announcing whether to proceed with the long-delayed north-south pipeline. The weather forecast for tonight, 20% chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy, low 15. Wednesday, increasing clouds with a high near 27. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, low near 19, chance of a snow flurry. Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny, high 35. and Friday, 50% chance of rain in the afternoon with a high near 46. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.